Hello.
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 Hey,
hi.
I'm Jade. I'm a witch.
I'm Emerson. I'm a magician.
We do cool things.
Do
specifically, today we're going to talk about our artistic ambitions. Ooh.
We're artists.
We're artists. You know, actually, realistically, jokes aside, I think we genuinely are very artistic people. We have a lot of art things that we do
really,
on a day-to-day basis.
We're technically accomplished artists, like, right? Like, we're not, like...
Not even technically.
But, like...
like,
we're more, you know... We could say we're more accomplished than other people we know.
Most people would be.
Yeah.
This is true.
We're not
to flex.
We're not drawing in our room. Yeah, we're not flexing, but, like, we're out there.
Yeah. We're not flexing, but we in this bitch.
Like... Small flex, but like
small flex, but like
ourselves.
Okay, specific like ambitions, as in like for the future,
mm-hmm.
what we want to do artistically, or like what we have already done.
Let's start with what we've already done, and then just move on to the future.
Okay, I think my biggest accomplishments so far artistically are obviously my book. I wrote an entire book of poetry by myself and got that hope published. It is on Amazon. Like, that blows my mind. It's so cringy to me now. Honestly, if I'm going to be honest, I think this is just a thing that comes with being an artist.
So,
but like,
if it's cringy, do we link it in the description? Or like... Do we...
So do we tell everyone about it? Or, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that yet. I'll decide.
Okay.
If it's in the description, that'll be how
I mean,
people
if it's
know.
In the just buy it. Just, you know.
Just buy it. If it's there, I mean, just, like, do it.
Yeah.
But it's cringy to me now, I think, because a lot of the poetry was poetry that I had written throughout my entire lifetime. And then whenever it came time to actually publish it, like, I had the whole book written probably 2 or 3 months before it actually came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had this really weird moment where I hated the whole thing. Over the course of like maybe 2 days, I had pretty much convinced myself that it was literal shit. And it was like too personal or too this or too that. And I just didn't want it anymore. And then that's whenever the book is the way it is now because of that day. Because it was 100% way better. Not better, but more attention to detail. Like it was... grammatically correct, the whole thing was to the T actual literature. And then this day is whenever I was like, this isn't fucking right. This isn't the first book that I would want out. I want something that's completely raw and just me in a book. And that book is a very good reflection of who I was at the time, which was, it's not something that I am anymore.
Wasn't that like,
cause,
just
you know,
barely over
gross.
A year ago?
Or two.
Really? No way.
It was when I was in high school, yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah, and there's been 2 graduations since then.
You were not
yeah.
in high school.
Yes, I was.
I was
18 years old. I had just graduated. No, I had just graduated high school.
No way.
I'm, like, pretty sure.
No, because I remember posting on my Instagram, like, a month or two after I finished reading it. And that was only, like, a year ago.
Damn, dude, I'm really bad at fucking dates. Like, I'm either bad at dates or you're wrong. Wrong. You're wrong.
Bro, I can
wrong?
Look it up on my Amazon and when I
let me
it.
See.
Yeah.
No, I'm on my Instagram right now. Let's go.
Okay. No, I'm gonna
this
look
was
Amazon, like, when I...
No, it was.
Oh,
it was last year, 2018. It was March 2nd, 2018.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what
that's crazy.
I knew I had just, like, finished it, like, a month or before I went.
I really don't have a single, like, my perception of time is so non-existent.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how many days have gone by sometimes, but that's mainly because I have insomnia,
right.
And I don't sleep ever.
Well,
like, I've probably slept in the past 3 days, like, last night was the most I've slept in a really long time, and I got 6 hours of sleep, but before that, in 3 days, I had slept for 3 hours. And it was all in one thing. Like, I had finally passed out at, like, 6 in the morning one day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up 3 hours later, and that's the most I had slept in 3 days. Ugh. So, yeah, it's fucking disgusting. I mean, I hate every second of it.
I don't sleep that much. I delegate my sleep to 4 hours a day. Like, I'm privileged to where I can sleep as long as I want, but, like, I choose to sleep for 4 hours. But, I mean, I can't imagine just doing three.
It's not by choice either. Like, I'm not just staying up because, like, damn, I can't sleep. It's literally insomnia. Like, last night was so, oh my God, I was so dramatic. Last night I was texting this guy. One of my friends, I was texting him, and I was literally like, dude, I'm so tired. I would do anything right now to go to sleep. Like, literally suck the Sandman's dick. Like, I would go, like, just anything to go to sleep. Whatever has to happen to get my ass to sleep, I will do so. Because I was so fucking tired. Like, my body just wanted sleep. My mind wanted sleep, but I just don't. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. But if I even try to force myself, like, turn off all the lights and, like, wear something over my eyes and, like, absolutely no music or, like, only turn on music and just lay there, I will just stay exactly in that position for hours on end.
Yeesh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that. I mean, I kind of do. That's happened to me a couple times, but, like, I can't imagine doing that. Like,
no, that's just my... That's been forever, though. I just don't... I'm not a... I mean, I haven't saw you, so I just don't sleep. Sleep is not something that I have ever really done. And...
dream stories to know that you slept.
Well, okay, yeah, but yes, I have slept before.
But I do know what a sleeping is.
I do know what sleeping
me.
And I can, and again, I can vividly remember my dreams in such detail that it doesn't matter when I had them. Usually if we're talking about something, I'm like, damn, I had a dream about that, and I can tell you about it. Doesn't mean that I was asleep for that long, because I can take like a 15-minute nap and then wake up and have had several different dreams. Like, dreamscape, in my mind, it has its own series of time. I have had dreams where it feels like a week has passed in that dream. And then I wake up and I'm like, who the what? Like, I'm so confused. It's horrifying in a way. Because I think so much has happened, and then I wake up and I'm like, it's probably been like 4 hours. And I think I just got married and had several children.
I grew up so fast.
Literally. And then I wake up and I'm like, damn, none of that was real.
God,
at all.
Trevor never got born.
Trevor was never born. If I ever have a child named Trevor, shoot me immediately. I don't like that name.
I feel like I don't think I've ever known a Trevor, but I've known of a Trevor, and he was
I've known
maybe he was a character.
So many Trevors.
Trevor sounds like a character name.
Trevor sounds like a name I wouldn't name my kids.
No, I was thinking of Spencer from iCarly.
I loved Spencer from iCarly.
I named my bird after him. He's not my bird.
He's not my bird.
I have a bird that hangs out.
I named my bird after him. Actually, that's a complete lie. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not a lie. All right, so I've had a bird. I haven't seen him in a while, though. But there was a bird that just hangs out outside my window, and he pecks while I'm trying to sleep. And I named it Spencer because I thought Spencer is not only the name of iCarly's brother, but I think it's also a decent female name, Spencer.
Her name is not iCarly.
That is.
No.
She has the name of the show named after her. It's named iCarly. She's named iCarly.
Her name is not iCarly.
Her name is clearly iCarly. You could look it up. Don't actually.
I can.
Don't.
I will.
Don't look it up. It's fine.
It's fine. You don't need to look it up, but you could, and it'd be true.
Viewers, please comment down below if her name was iCarly.
Her name was not iCarly.
Thank you for agreeing with me, viewers.
Oh my God.
I knew I could count on you.
I knew I could count on you for anything. Because we're just like that.
Yeah. You and me, we got it. I got it like that.
We got it like
me
that.
The viewers, I got it like that with the viewers.
I got it like that. Oh my gosh.
What else
gosh.
Have you accomplished besides your book?
My book. Where did I leave off with that? Did I even finish that story?
We're talking about how you thought it was cringy, and then we talked about that it was only a year ago.
And then perception of time. Okay, that's where I derailed. I was like, I can't... Finding the point that caused me to go to a different story, that's where I usually need to remember.
Yeah, it was all time. Because... Start talking about dreams.
Okay. Well, I think it's cringy because from that day where I was like, I hate every single thing about this, I changed the entire nature, and I started free writing all the time. And, like, I'd see something and it would invoke the feeling to, like, yo, write a poem about that. And then I'd do it immediately. And then I used that first draft. Like, I didn't edit it. I didn't, like, if there were, there's words not spelled correctly, it, there's no punctuation. The same poem is in there twice for, like, for a reason.
I wondered about that, but then you told
me. No, the same poem's in there twice because the first one didn't feel correct, but it still meant something at that time. And the second one is whenever I was, like, I had remembered all of that, and I added on to it, and I was like, that too. And
also that.
Like, I made some bold moves for this book. I very much was outside myself, because I'm such a perfectionist when it comes to my own writing, that I felt like I needed to do this in a way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did. But, like, I've never read it. I don't know what poems went in it, because I didn't really choose it. Yeah, I didn't choose what poems. I submitted, there was 170 different poems to pick from, and I just didn't pick which ones went in. I was surprised the one that was twice went in, but I think I kind of mentioned that I wanted that to happen.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, that was a thing. Huh. And so, thinking about that now, thinking about the fact that I have a published book that, like, I sold quite a few copies of that.
Yeah.
just in, like, my town and, like, my family and through all of my friends, I sold a lot of copies, and a lot of people have read my one. Yeah, it's insane. It's the most insane feeling in the world. Have I ever told somebody used it as a performance piece once?
Really?
Yes. Like, my friend, you know my friend Lucy, who lives in London?
Yes.
Okay. She is a drama teacher, like an actual teacher for a class full of small theater kids. Well, she bought 20 copies.
Oh.
And she uses them.
Wow.
Like, for her students, and they, like, picked from students. Like, they're like teenagers.
Okay. I was thinking, like, little kids, and I remembered some of the stuff that's in there, and it's like, that shouldn't be taught to kids.
No, it should not. No, but no, they're like 16, 17.
Okay. That makes sense.
But that's fine. She uses, I mean, the ones that are approved by the school, cuz that's the thing, I guess. She has like a binder full of books that they use as monologues, and some of my longer ones are in there. And she sent me like a Snapchat of a girl partial, it was only a couple seconds of it, but performing one of my poems.
That's rad.
I cried.
You are an international success.
I'm, oh damn, I guess I am.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I could say that about me. That's pretty good.
No. I mean,
you're all right.
Yeah, I mean, you do okay. But that was really surreal. But that's really the biggest thing that's come of it. Like, I've had every single teacher I had at high school bought it, and they bought one for their kids.
Damn.
And all of my friends bought one. Like, Kate said she was going to buy 5 and pass them around UT. I'm not sure if she actually did that, but she said she was going to.
Wow.
And she bought herself a copy. And recently she was like, decided that she wants to cut some of the ones up that are in there.
Oh, yeah.
And use them for, like, art.
Oh, okay.
And so she bought another copy.
Damn,
so that she could have one that wasn't cut up.
Wow.
So she has a lock screen that she made out of, I don't know if it's, like, resin or if it's just a loose, clear lock screen.
Mm-hmm.
Not lock screen. What are those called?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Phone case. Phone not case. A lock screen.
Okay,
I don't know what I was on. No, she has a phone case, and she put like one of my poems in there. And she has like a dried flower in it, like some artsy shit. Things that I am very happy that my book is being used for.
Yeah.
But I did do that, and I have 2 more that I'm supposed to do, and I will do them eventually, but they will probably be completely different. No,
okay,
it's
cool.
Self-imposed, so I don't have to, like, I can do it whenever.
Okay.
I did, but then I didn't anymore. So I wanna pull in Adele and have, like, because it's gonna be a trilogy of things, and Adele did that whole trilogy album thing. Do you know about that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, well, Adele made albums, and they're self-entitled by her age, of how old she was when she wrote the albums, or how old she was when they came out.
Huh.
And she has a trilogy of that. So I'm not copying her, but I'm taking, like, inspiration from that, and there's kind of quite a bit of time in between, like, years of time. So I think I'm gonna let that one be the self-reflecting of, like, me just graduating high school, which was a huge thing. Like, I was a completely different person in high school. And then I'm going to go, like, I'm going to wait a while until I'm a whole new genre of Jade and just write from that perspective, and then wait again until I'm, like, a full-blown, like, probably in, like, my late 30s, married with kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then do a secret one on, like, when you're 80 and, like, dead, almost.
To all the ghosts. Also, I was just about to ask you, what do you, specifically, though, like, on that, because I think artistically that's, like, my biggest accomplishment, like, mm-hmm. the biggest thing I did. That I was, like, fulfilling to me. What do you, like, personally think is your biggest thing that you did?
Like, to me personally, or, like, commercially successful?
To you personally.
Fuck. I don't know. I just have a lot of, like, small successes. I think the thing that I look back on most fondly is the month-long vlog that I did. For December, I think, just because technically it's very well done, and when I look at it, it's just good memories for me. Artistically, yeah, I would say it's very well done. It's got, like, this, like, four acts or something. I don't know if they're, like, story-wise, like, done well. I don't know anything about, like, composing story, I guess. I don't know. But, like, I put it in, like, this four parts, and then it's cool, it's nice to look at, it's fine, it sounds good. I don't know. I don't know what I think the thing that I have most on, I don't know, right? Because that's, like, the thing that I've tangibly made that I think is the thing I like to look at the most. For all y'all listening out there, I'm a videographer, but
shameless promo
plug.
But weird flex, that, but
like,
go on.
I'm super, like, I don't know if I'm proud of it yet, just because I don't have work yet, but, like, on the company that I'm building, like, it's so cool to just be, like, building a thing, and, like, I have the website and business cards now, and it's just, like, it's so cool to say that I have this, but I haven't got any work, so I'm not, like, on the map yet, but, like, I'm there, you know? So it's like
you're doing things.
Yeah, it's definitely there, and it's in the process. It's like a house being built. Like, it's not, I can't say I'm proud of it yet, because the house isn't finished, but, like, it's, I see it.
There's sticks there.
Yeah, there's definitely sticks piled up in a shape that looks vaguely like a house.
I have some sort of foundation.
Yeah, there's definitely stuff there that you can say, look at and say, hey, there's going to be a house there, or there's just going to be a tornado that knocks it down. We'll see.
We'll see. I don't think that there's tornadoes in LA. Are there?
No.
Yeah, no, there wouldn't
I
be.
I don't think there, LA would be LA if there were tornadoes here. Should we mention that? Should we mention that I'm in LA? I'm in the LA area. And then where you are?
California. Let's just say California.
Yeah, I'm in California.
That's broad enough.
I'm saying it's cool to say I'm in LA, but, like, should we say where we are, as in you are in Texas?
Oh, I am in Texas. Yeah, that might be a key thing.
Yeah.
That I didn't even think of. Because you know what's interesting that I'm going to derail on for a second?
That's cool.
Just how different of places we are both in, because they are completely different.
Yeah, you guys say y'all, and we say you guys, and you guys didn't understand that when I said that to you. All of you were tripping shit that I said you guys instead of y'all.
This is weird. I don't, like, hear you guys.
At me like I had just, like, gave you, like, government secrets. Like, you were like, what? That happens? Like,
you say you guys?
Yeah. That's, like, when you said, like, what would you say instead of y'all, like, the only thing I could think of is you guys, because I'm pretty sure that's all we say.
That's weird. Like,
it's not, though. Like, I felt so, like, lost when you said, like, people don't say that. I mean, I know, Like, you were acting like nobody around the world says it, and I was like, am I weird? Should I be like,
the one California human in Texas. Should I say, you guys?
I don't know what, like, how else to address, like, a big group of people other than saying, like, you.
Y'all. You say y'all.
Well, you don't, though. I'm saying besides y'all. Because I say y'all now because of that fucking trip.
I just, for real? Like,
yeah.
Love that. I love that for you.
But, like, I don't know what else you would address. It's the royal you. It's just... Hey, you.
Hey.
Follow our channel.
Dude, you know what's so cool? Okay. this is super random. And actually, well, no, it's not. It has to do with our topic, I guess. But I am... Fuck, how do I put this into words? I've been recently trying to actually draw, like, do art, like really do it. Then I have a sketchbook that I've had three now. I have three sketchbooks that I have filled almost. Third one I'm working on. And I've never done that. Like, my first sketchbook that I ever, like, actually drew something on every single page, I still have, and I keep, like, in a box, and I'm probably never getting rid of, because that's meant so much to me for some reason. But recently, I've actually been just attempting to really do art, and that feeling of, like, looking at something that I've drawn and being like, fuck yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, I've always wanted that, but I can't draw for shit.
I couldn't either. Like, I hardly ever could draw anything that wasn't me staring at something directly for a really long time until I kind of could figure out how it was done. And I've been doing shit, like, from my head with semi-influence from around me, because I've noticed that I do a lot better when I have something to reference and visually see.
Yeah, I usually can't draw without a reference.
You can't? No. At all?
No.
Like, nothing?
Like, I have to stare at something and, like, copy it, like, verbatim, or else it doesn't look good.
That's how I started doing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And I noticed my trend with that was specifically, like, flowers, like, actual in-person things is what I would draw. Mm-hmm. And I got pretty good at it to the point where if I can look at it in my head, like, I can remember what that flower or what that thing looked like, then I can draw something, but it won't be the same. It's different. And I remember explaining that to one of my friends who's, like, a legitimate artist, like, actually. And she was like, Jade, that's just how you do art.
Yeah.
You see something in your head, and then you put it on paper. Uh-huh. And I was like, what? Like, yeah. I was so geeked because I thought I, like, cracked some code. I was like, no, listen. Like, if you visualize it before you draw it, it makes it so much easier, and you just look at that thing in your head, and then you put it on the paper, and she's like, that's art, Jade, that's how that works in general.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck, because I really thought I had made some, I was breaking some ground.
No, yeah, like, people do.
I didn't. Cool, I don't think I ever, like, took myself seriously as an artist. I never took myself seriously in anything that I did. Until more recently, whenever I've been like, you know, this shit doesn't look bad. Like, the other day, I was at a party, and I was... This is gonna sound very stereotypical, because I was being that indie bitch. Nobody smoked. Uh-huh. And I do, obviously. So I left, and I went and sat in the garage, and they had this really cool setup in the garage. They had, like, a whole bunch of different lights, like, colored lights, but they were big old lamps. So it was producing just this really cool, like, different spots of light all over the room, and I was like, I want to be in here. So I went in there, I obviously started smoking, and nobody was coming out, and nobody was really talking to me anymore, obviously, because they didn't want to be around it. And so I was just chilling in the garage while there was like 20 people in the fucking house. Uh-huh. And I got bored, and I started thinking about, like, drawing stuff, I guess. And I didn't have anything to draw on, because I'm not that bitch yet that takes her sketchbook everywhere with her. I want to be, and I should be, and I've been trying to be, but I just forget it places if I take it places, yeah, and I don't want to lose it. And because, like, there's more opportunity, because I'll get inspired by stuff, and then whenever I get home, I'm like,
nah.
Yeah, I don't want anymore. But so I remember literally, like, I literally put out what I was smoking, and then I don't know if I'm allowed to say weed. Am I allowed to talk about weed?
Yeah, you're allowed to talk about weed. This is the...
Okay. End. This is the... Okay, well, I was already pretty high, so I just put the blunt out, and I just set it there. And I went inside and I was like, hey, do you have like any paper and like any sort of writing utensil? Because I was so dead set on drawing this thing that I had in my head, which I don't even know what it, I can't even explain it. Like, I drew it and I don't even know what it is. It was just this really cool thing I saw. And I went inside and she was like, you can look around, I don't care, like, go through shit. And I was like, bet, say less. And then I just started going through all of her stuff. And then I found, like, a box full of just printer paper, like, colorful printer paper. And I took, like, a whole bunch of different sheets of different colors of printer paper. And then she had a whole bunch of different colors of Sharpies, but specifically, and what I thought was really cool, and I didn't know it was a thing, she had this this monochrome, like, palette of colors in Sharpies that went from black to, like, a little darker than black. It wasn't quite, like, it was, yes, it was obviously gray. Yeah, no, exactly. Like, I can't explain what this color was, and, like, it was, like, it was,
wait, black,
it was
darker. Wait, you said a gray that's darker than black?
No, I mean, like, okay, there was black.
That's what you just said.
There was black. There was the color black as a Sharpie, and then, like, a little bit darker than, not darker. Lighter. That's okay. The word I meant to say.
That
a little bit lighter.
Sense.
That definitely makes more sense, and I'm stupid. But, like, so, like, it was, like, lighter than black, but wasn't gray, because it was still black, but less black than the black. It was
right.
Like, black and then, like, Vanta black, essentially. Like, it was like, that kind of difference.
Yeah.
And then it went on to, like, various colors of gray until it got to, like, such a light color that it was basically just writing with, like, transparency, but it was still gray, and it left, like, just... No, it was like gray, but it was gray, but it left like the faintest mark. Like, you draw on it, and the ink would make it really dark, but it would dry to something that like you could barely even see, but still kind of made a mark. Like, so I saw that and I was like, lit, cool. I have all this colorful paper, and then I ended up only using like three colors. I used black, gray, and various grays. Black and various grays. That's all. That's what it was.
Yeah.
No, but I ended up using, she had, like, a bunch of pastel colors. I used a pastel blue, a really dark blue, and then, white sheets of paper. And I went into the garage, and I just kind of went crazy, and I found some duct tape, and I, like, duct taped to get them together in this, like, asymmetrical, but also kind of weird-looking. So it was just, like, one big sheet of paper with corners all over the place, and I had cut it and, like, made it look all cool, and then I drew this thing on it. And I was high, so I didn't know how much time I was taking. I thought I was taking a very long time, honestly. I thought I was there for a very long time. But this was over the course of maybe 45 minutes that I did all of this. And I drew this really intricately looking 3D type thing, where if you looked at it from any angle, it looked like you were looking down from that angle. But it was just different. Like, I wish I would have taken a picture of it. And she asked me if she could have it, and my stoned ass was like, yeah, for sure. But it was really cool looking, and, like, I don't even know what it... I don't have her Snapchat or any of her information, so I just lost that really cool piece of thing that I did. But I remembered every single person that was coming in the room, because to check on my fucking crackhead-looking ass, because I was definitely acting insane, like, with all these Sharpies and just on the floor. And every single person that would walk in would be like, you just did this? And I'm like, yeah. And they'd just give me so much, like, validation and being like, damn, this is so cool. This looks really good. And I remember at one point, I wasn't even really taking it as a compliment anymore. Like, it wasn't something that was like, oh my gosh, wow, thanks. It was literally just like, yeah, I know. Like, it looks cool, huh? And I think graduating from the intense gratitude of like, oh my god, somebody looked at a thing I did and they think it's cool, awesome, to like, oh yeah, like, self-acceptance of you are indeed good at this thing, that was a huge transition of time for me, because I again went from not taking myself serious as an artist in the slightest to being like, yeah, I'm that bitch and I know it, look at this three-dimensional blue thing.
Well, this has been thanks for
okay.
Tuning in, I guess.
Thank you for what everything.
Yeah, I mean, you clearly lasted this whole time, so I mean,
if you're still here, then you're fucking a champ.
You are probably just someone we told to watch this, and then you just had
listen to the whole thing.
On, clearly, so.
Thank you for letting us be background noise.
Yeah, I mean. let okay. us do it again. Press that follow button.
Smash that like button.
Assault the fuck out of it. Just like get charged.
Literally get charged with fucking assault and battery. Yeah. Ruin it. Ruin it for everyone else.
Take a picture of your screen that you destroyed by punching the like button. And, like,
please.
Tweet it. I mean, just tweet it and then with the hashtag Witch and Magician.
Witch and Magician and just cracked phones. That's just gonna become our icon.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay.
Bye.
Bye.